CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping, who is also the General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, has arrived in the Vietnamese capital of Hanoi for a state visit to the Southeast Asian country. It is Xi Jinping's second visit to Vietnam as China's head of state and top CPC leader. Meanwhile, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has arrived in Manila for an official visit to the Philippines and to attend the 20th China-ASEAN 10+1 leaders meeting. Li Keqiang's visit comes at the invitation of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Li Keqiang will also attend the 20th ASEAN China, Japan, and South Korea 10+3 leaders meeting and the 12th East Asia Summit. Plans to expand the nationwide government supervision system have come into effect. Under the new program, a series of commissions have been set up under the leadership of the Communist Party of China. The new commissions will be absorbing all the existing supervisory bodies, covering government agencies and prosecutors. The new supervisory system has already been tested in Beijing, Shanxi, and Zhejiang since January. A ceremony has been held to commemorate the 151st anniversary of the birth of revolutionary leader Sun Yat-sen. The event was held in Beijing by the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, China's top political advisory body. Born in 1866 in South China's Guangdong province, Sun was the founder of the Kuomintang Party and is a revered revolutionary leader who played a pivotal role in overthrowing the imperial rule in China. A commemoration ceremony has been held in London to honor the Chinese Labor Corps who served British troops during World War I. This is the first time that Chinese laborers have been officially recognized for their contribution to the UK war effort. Close to 100,000 Chinese workers were recruited by the British Army during the battles on the Western Front a century ago. Around 20,000 were killed in the line of duty. However, their contribution to the war effort went mostly unnoticed. Local Chinese communities in the UK launched a drive 3 years ago to put pressure on the government to officially recognize Chinese contributions to the British military in World War I. This year's Double 11 shopping promotion has reportedly broken sales records once again. Alibaba is reporting revenues of 170 billion yuan, or around $25 billion. The company says 90% of deals on Saturday were done via mobile devices. Alibaba says it generated $1 billion in sales in the first 3 minutes on Saturday morning. November 11th has become the largest shopping event in the world after Alibaba starting promoting sales for Singles Day 1111 on the calendar back in 2009. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin say they are satisfied with the communication between the two countries' militaries, which has dramatically accelerated the losses of Islamic State on the battlefield in recent months. In a joint statement issued after their meeting on the sidelines of the APEC meetings in Vietnam, the two leaders have confirmed their determination to defeat the IS in Syria. The statement says the two presidents agreed to maintain open channels of communication between the two militaries to help ensure the safety of U.S. and Russian forces engaged in the fight against the IS until its final defeat. The statement also says that there is no military solution to the conflict in Syria. U.S. President Donald Trump has tried to clarify his stance on whether he believes that Russia meddled in the U.S. presidential election last year. Speaking in Vietnam, Trump has tried to distance himself from his previous remarks by saying that he believes the U.S. intelligence agencies on the matter. On Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin told Trump that he did not meddle with the election, and then Trump told reporters he believed Putin. Trump's remarks drew criticism back home for choosing Putin's side over the U.S. intelligence agencies, as they have long claimed Russia meddled in U.S. presidential election in 2016. In his latest comments on the matter, Trump said on Sunday that he believes the information provided by the U.S. intelligence agencies. Tens of thousands have marched through the streets of Gaza to mark the 13th anniversary of the death of former leader Yasser Arafat. This marks the first time authorities in the Gaza Strip have held an official ceremony to mark Arafat's death. Arafat was a leading member of Fatah, but fell afoul of the organization after recognizing Israel's right to exist. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.